It's never too late to reinvent ourselves. In fact, it really helps to have a thriving retirement. I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's session of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. So often, I hear people who are kind of floundering around in retirement. Because they don't have a purpose. They haven't found one. And they don't know where to find it. And I also hear of people who are thinking about retirement, but they're afraid to retire because what will be their purpose? When they're working, they have a purpose. But we can create purpose anytime we want. We can reinvent ourselves a dozen times over. It's not a one and done. So, if you're in this place and know that, it's time to say, what's next that's going to light me up? Well, first take some time to do some self-reflection. Reflect on your personal values, the things you're passionate about, your strengths, your skills, and what sounds interesting. Look at things that have been purposeful for you. Recently, in the past, or that you've just always wanted. Maybe that's the one to follow. Create a vision for yourself. It's not that hard. Some people say, and how do I do that? I can't. I can't. I don't do that kind of thing. Well, if you have a bunch of magazines, you can cut out pictures and maybe some words and put them on a some kind of a board or open up a file folder and put them on there and see what's there. Or there are several sites online to do an online vision board with the same concept. Or you can just sit down quietly. Quiet everything and just look at what if I was going to do something that really gave me purpose in my life, what would it be? Maybe going once a week to a hospital to hug babies. Maybe that's all you need. Maybe being the best pickleball player in town. Maybe you've always liked being a stylist of hair, but you didn't do that as a career. Why not do it now? Whatever it is, small, large, paid, unpaid, doesn't matter. It's what really would light you up so that you have a purpose. Once you've identified it, then you want to set some goals because that's not going to happen overnight. So, what's the first small step that you can take? And even the smallest step, when you do it consistently, one step and then the next step and then the next step, before you know it, you're making real progress. So it's really not that hard. And you don't even have to be 100% sure that this is what you want, that you can do it, that You're not sure if you want to do this for a long time. It doesn't matter. If it's there, it's probably something that you do want to do. And self-doubt, that's always going to come up. So don't buy into that one. It also helps if you find your tribe. People who are just doing whatever their own thing is and help each other that way, or find a group that's doing similar things so you can encourage each other and share stories, share ideas, tips, and so on. So finding your purpose is really what it takes to thrive in your retirement, in your vibrant years. So what's one thing you've always wanted to try? I'd love to hear about it. So thanks for joining me today. I hope you will be inspired to find your purpose and that you'll have some laughter today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.